ABC Radio Australia.
We start in Fiji, where the High Court has found 9 men guilty of various charges stemming from the country's biggest drug bust. They were charged after 4 tons of methamphetamines were found in the tourist town of Nandi last year. Our reporter in Fiji, Lide Movono, was at the courthouse as the judge handed out his verdict.
The trial revealed the scale and sophistication of drug cartels operating in the Pacific, with evidence showing super yachts, satellite phones, and encrypted apps were used to move over 4 tons of methamphetamines into the Pacific. Justice Aruna Alutke said the case exposed serious vulnerabilities in Fiji's border control and cited alarming evidence of complicity from officers within the Narcotics Bureau. Despite this, he praised Fijian law enforcement for their ability to prosecute complex transnational crime, with prosecutors securing convictions on 10 of the 12 charges laid. In his ruling, Justice Alutke singled out accused Justin Ho as being the ringleader of the importation operation. He rejected Ho's defense of duress, saying that if he truly feared for his life, he had ample opportunity to seek police protection. All 9 convicts will be sentenced next month. The case, which began in January of 2024, marks a turning point in Fiji's fight against organized drug trafficking.
Now, this trial was regarded in Fiji as a test for the justice system and its ability to confront cases involving transnational drug trade allegations. The High Court judge said the case exposed serious vulnerabilities in Fiji's border control, and Pacific security expert Dr. Jose Sousa Santos warns that the large players in this drug trade haven't been found and still pose a risk.
It's good to see that the trial proceeded so quickly and that the judge did not accept any of the excuses given by the defendants. But by the same token, I would have liked to have seen more emphasis put into getting a clearer picture on who the other players are. And I think that's very important. There's several layers here. In Fiji, we need to know, we need to identify who was involved in facilitating these activities, within law enforcement, within customs, and within the commercial sector as well. It seems that we have, in Fiji, they have grabbed the easier targets, and maybe a bit more investigating and mapping a bit further would have helped even from a national perspective on who could have been investigated and charged. When we look at from an international perspective, and this is where the real threat and these are the drivers of the smuggling of methamphetamines through Fiji. Who are the cartels involved? That is an issue, because that actual infrastructure, criminal infrastructure, is still in place. So we've only taken away a very small, and when you actually think about it, unimportant cog in this machine. The main two parts, which is from source point to delivery point. So the key players, who's paying for it and who's making money from it and who are actually making moving the drugs through, have not been touched, and have not been mapped. So the risk is still there. Will they move these drugs to Fiji again, or will they move to different areas of the Pacific, different Pacific Island countries? That is an unknown.
On that, the judge highlighted that there were serious vulnerabilities in Fiji's border force control and pointed to, quote, alarming evidence that officers from the Office of Narcotics Bureau were complicit. Do you think there is going to be immense pressure on Fiji police to investigate this, with the spotlight of this trial now exposing this?
Definitely. This is of course, it was only recently that you also had the 5 kilos seized in Nandi, where officers of the counter-narcotics, 2 officers from the counter-narcotics bureau and the head of customs intelligence were involved in this importation of methamphetamines from the east coast of Africa to Fiji. So the red flags are definitely there. I think the issue here is, who's going to investigate the counter-narcotics bureau? Who's going to investigate customs? Does Fiji have an agency which is tasked with, I mean, apart from FOCAC, but has the capacity to investigate these agencies independently and be able to push for prosecution?
This trial was seen as a test for how Fiji would tackle transnational crime, with the justice finding several of the accused guilty, including Justin Ho, who he described as the key figure and main beneficiary of the operation. How significant is this result in the context of how Fiji is tackling transnational crime?
It's very significant. And I think this is a first step in actually showing the region on how being able to strengthen your legislation and updating your legislation enables you to prosecute criminals and other players in this field to the full extent of the law. Where in other Pacific Island states currently, legislation is outdated and not contextual to the current criminal landscape.
Are there any countries in particular that you would pinpoint as perhaps being able to learn from what they've seen happen in Fiji?
Definitely Samoa, Solomon Islands. I think especially Samoa at the moment is it's still working with legislation dating back to the 60s. I think over the past few years, in the last seizure where we had several tons of methamphetamines, cocaine, which was seized in Port Moresby, and where prosecution of the perpetrator was not be able to proceed due to the legislation. More attention has been put on how to update and how to change legislation to enable this kind of prosecutions. So I think at the moment, especially, as you're starting to see the rise of methamphetamine usage, the movement of both methamphetamines, cocaine, and weapons through Samoa, Samoa should be a country which should be moving on updating its legislation as quickly as possible.
What message do you think this trial sends to those involved in the movement of meth and transnational crime in Fiji as a hub, but then in the wider Pacific as well?
I think there's two messages. A positive message and a negative message. The positive message is that Fiji will arrest and prosecute perpetrators involved in these kind of illegal activities of drug trafficking, and other transnational criminal activities in the region. But I think the negative here is the perception to the larger players, to the cartels, to the syndicates in Australia, New Zealand, to the triads coming from China or other syndicates from Southeast Asia, is that it's the smaller players who will get arrested, prosecuted, and then sentenced, while they still remain in a protective bubble. And I think that is the bad message that's coming out of this, is that there's been no real targeting or high-level targeting of these other entities.
That was Associate Professor at the University of Canterbury's Pacific Regional Security Hub, Jose Sousa Santos, speaking there to our reporter, Jordan Fennell.